The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Folks, listen to me. We are living in an insane world. An absolutely insane world. And it seems that the more educated you become, the more insane you become. It seems like education in the world today, not just in America, but education seems to inoculate you against wisdom and common sense. The more educated you become, the less wisdom you have and the less common sense that you have. It really does seem that way. Oxford University, seriously considering doing away with the study of classical music, sheet music, and the teaching of piano and conducting orchestras because that is associated with white Europeans. Now, how much sense does that make? Can I illustrate it? I think we should cancel the study of African tribal music because none of them played classical symphonies. So therefore, African tribal music discriminates against classical music. And there were no pianos in ancient Africa. And because there were no pianos, they were prejudiced against pianos. And by the way, while we're at it, let's cancel the study of African culture because there aren't many white people. I mean, when you study African culture, how many white people do you find when you study ancient Africa? When you study the tribalism, when you study the ancient tribes in Kenya and Tanzania and Ghana and Senegal, and when you study that and you study the rich heritage of the tribes, there aren't any white people there. So let's stop studying it. Well, that's stupid. Of course there weren't white people there. Of course not. And when you study classical music in Germany, England, of course there weren't any black composers. Of course not. That's the way those countries were.
We got to stop studying classical music because they're all a bunch of white Europeans.
Yeah, they were. There weren't any black people writing classical music during that time. Just like there were not any black people writing classical music in Africa during the same period of time. This is just absolutely, totally insane. Equating sheet music with white supremacy. How could you become any more dumb? Capital D, capital U, capital M, capital B, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. So these academics want to throw out the rich heritage of classical music because it was only written by a bunch of white people. When I made my first trip to Africa many years ago, first foreign trip that I took, first mission trip was to Kenya. And one of the missionaries that I stayed with in Kenya had become a real history, a real expert in the history of Africa. And we sat for hours as he shared with me the rich history of the continent of Africa. It is fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I was just dumbstruck at the things I didn't know, didn't understand about the history and the heritage and the culture of Africa. Well, should we destroy that because there aren't any white people there? Of course not. Accept it for what it was and is. Africa was an almost completely black nation. Almost completely. There weren't a handful of white people. And so do we discount their history? Because that discriminates against whites? That makes no more sense than to shred and destroy European history because there weren't black people there. Well, guess what? There weren't Asians there either during those years. This is the world of woke ness. And we are absolutely foolish if we accept it. We are absolutely foolish if we accept it. Oxford University, there's the headline. Oxford University may scrap sheet music for being complicit in white supremacy. Nuts. Insane. And yet, these are Oxford academics. Now, why are they trying to do this? White guilt. They have been told over and over and over and over again, if you're white, you're a racist. If you're white, you're racist. You should feel guilty. Feel guilty. Feel guilty. Feel guilty. So not only do you have to strive for equality, today, you have to become anti-racist. Now, how do you become anti-racist? If you can't find things that are racist, you invent them. No, I'm being serious. I'm not being facetious and I'm not exaggerating. You make things up to prove that you're anti-racist. So these academics in Oxford are sitting around saying, oh, my goodness, what can we come up with to show that we're anti-racist? Oh, wait a minute. Ah, you didn't find classical music in Africa. Yeah, they weren't using sheet music. No. So sheet music must be a part of white supremacy. And I imagine somebody in the group said, well, that's really stupid. And the rest of them went, well, it may be stupid, but it's anti-racist. And we're going to prove to the world that we may be white, but we are anti-racist. Is this going to help racial equality at all? And the answer is no. It is going to cause deeper, 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 deeper division. All right. Enough of... Boy, I've been on a lot of rants lately, haven't I? Enough of that rant. I'll have another one when we come back. I got it. I got a notice today from Catholics for Choice. Yeah, a pro-abortion Catholic group about Mary. Mary. Yeah, well, you got to hear this. Don't go away.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
You've heard of the group Baptists for Sprinkling, right? It's like the group Alcoholics Anonymous for booze. All right. Those are no more ridiculous than Catholics for Choice. It's ludicrous. What do you mean Catholics for Choice? The Catholic Church teaches that abortion is wrong. The Catholic Church teaches that abortion is murder. It's part of their catechism. And yet, there is a growing group that calls themselves Catholics for Choice. And my question, then why in the world are you a Catholic? If you don't believe what your church teaches, then why are you a part of that church? Okay, here is the latest nonsense from Catholics for Choice. I'm looking at a tweet from Catholics for Choice. You ready for this? I'm not making this up. I'm looking at the tweet. Here it is. Catholics for Choice. Mary, Mother of Christ, had a choice in conceiving him. If Mary had a choice, you should too. Let that sink in. Mary, Mother of Christ, had a choice in conceiving him. If Mary had a choice, you should too. Not exactly apples to apples. First of all, Mary was not given the choice after conception. It was before. When people talk about being pro-choice, they're not talking about making a right choice before conception. That's when the right choice should be made. No, they're talking about a choice after conception. But this is how bizarre these people are. They're trying to use Mary, the Virgin Mary, as an example of why you should be able to choose abortion. Mary, Mother of Christ, had a choice in conceiving him. If Mary had a choice, you should too. Is that blasphemous? I don't know, but it's pretty close. But this is blasphemous. I have never, ever heard of rapper Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X. L-I-L, Lil, N-A-S, X. He is a rapper, again, that I've never heard of, and I don't think most other people have heard of, but people are hearing about him now. Why? He has released a new CD and a new music video, and in conjunction with the release of the new music video, he is releasing, and I'm quoting, Satan shoes. Satan shoes. Quote, rapper Lil Nas X is attempting to drum up publicity by releasing controversy-inducing satanic-themed sneakers and a new music video where he, quote, gets sexual with Lucifer. The demonic sneakers are a pair of Nike Air Max 97s, which normally retail for about $170. And evidently they've got an air bubble in them. The air bubble on the Satan shoes are filled with 60 cc's of red ink and a drop of real human blood. The sneakers also have the number 666 and will be a limited edition release of 666 pairs. The sneakers have a Bible verse on them, Luke 10:18-20. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and so forth. The Satan shoes will go on sale today at a price of $1,018. All right. Now, granted, this is a publicity stunt. Obviously, this guy is not as successful as he wants to, and he is creating an enormous amount of controversy, and because of that, publicity. So, there's no doubt it is a publicity stunt. But it's evil. It is a satanic publicity stunt. And here's the crazy thing. These sneakers are going to be advertised on social media. And we are worried about Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head. We have the New York Times writing editorials about we've got to get rid of Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head. We've got to get rid of that. And the mainstream media is basically silent in condemning something that truly is satanic. The Bible says that a time will come when evil will be called good and good will be called evil. That time is here. That time is now. All right, so what do? We go out and picket and hold signs against these shoes. No. But there has never been a time when the gospel has been more important than now. It's an old cliche. I've used it. Everybody else has used it. The darker the world becomes, the more important the light of Jesus. Our world truly is getting darker almost by the minute. So this is not the time for us to retreat. This is not the time for us to surrender. This is the time we tell people about Jesus. Hey, thanks for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.